with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that federal agents will be able to arrest criminal illegal aliens in Minnesota jails instead of having to chase them in the streets, Trump Border Czar Tom Homan says he is ending the large-scale immigration crackdown in Minnesota.
Arresting a public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail is safer for the alien, is safer for the officer, and safer for the community. I think we all can agree on that.
And Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison is testifying this morning at a Senate hearing focusing on immigration enforcement. A fiery Attorney General Pam Bondi clashing with Democratic lawmakers during a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. At issue, her handling of the Epstein case. Bondi says that while the Biden administration sat on the Epstein files for 4 years, the Trump Justice Department has released millions of pages.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
A combative Bondi slung insults as she faced questions about the Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs to get, you're a failed politician.
Bondi vigorously defended her department, but repeatedly refused to directly answer questions.
As Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators, and you're ignoring the victims.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the San Francisco teachers' strike drags on, the New York Post reports the teachers' union is urging parents to refrain from homeschooling their children. The school district has provided parents with home study materials for their kids. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 47 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 138 points, and the S&P is trading 12 points in the red. This is SRN News. Christians still support President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that white evangelicals remain perhaps his strongest constituency. About 70% of them like the way the president is doing his job, and nearly 60% support all or most of his policies and actions. However, there has been some slippage from the early days of Mr. Trump's second term, when 66% of white evangelicals say they backed all or most of his policies. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is planning to withhold some public health and transportation money from a group of Democratic-led states over their continued promotion of transgenderism and DEI. Full details have not been released, but the administration is reportedly looking at California and Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The offices of the governors of all four states say they have not received any communication from the Trump administration regarding its plans. This is SRN News. The FDA is refusing to consider Moderna's application for a new flu vaccine made with the mRNA technology.
Synthetic mRNA is used to deliver instructions for producing a harmless piece of a virus to the immune system so it can learn to recognize and fight the real pathogen. It's been in use in laboratories for decades, but it sounds enough like science fiction. It remains in disfavor among many, including Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The FDA sent Moderna a refuse to file letter complaining that during clinical trials, the company failed to compare the new shot to the best available standard of care. Bob Agner reporting.
Could be trouble on the horizon. The Congressional Budget Office projects worsening federal deficits and rising debt over the coming decade. The skyrocketing debt driven by increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and debt service payments. More details, SRNNews.com.